Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are going back to our popular topic of meal prep. So we're going to give you some different tips on how to spice up your meal prep. You might get stuck in a routine, it might get boring. So we're going to give you some ideas to spice it up and keep things interesting to help you continue eating healthy to reach your health and fitness goals. Let's get on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Today, we are talking back to all things meal prep. So we have some exciting news for you guys. We've actually been working on a special project because we've had so much interest on this topic. We know for us personally, it can be a struggle to plan healthy meals ahead and stay committed to eating healthy, whether it's just one person cooking for yourself or cooking for, like Lauren has a family of three. So let's just go ahead and get started with our first tip of how to spice up our meals. So Lauren, what's tip number one?
So our first tip is to make some easy substitutions, whether that's with your proteins or your veggies, sauces, or spices. Let's say that you consistently eat chicken for your lunches. Maybe you'll switch it for a little while to ground turkey or veggie crumbles or a black bean burger or beans, just something to keep yourself interested. You might switch out the veggies that you always eat for other veggies that you like, but you just don't eat as much. A great tip if you eat salsa chicken, because I know that's like so popular. Everyone, you know, a lot of people prep salsa chicken, is if you usually use red salsa, try the green salsa that I'm 100% going to mispronounce. Tomatillo? Katie, can you say it for me?
Tomatillo, but I still am not sure if that's correct. But
yeah. Try this for your salsa chicken. It's crazy because it just makes your chicken really, really moist, and it doesn't really even remind you of like a Mexican dish. So that's a really specific thing that you could switch up on sauces. But another thing that I thought of is if you use a lot of Greek yogurt, like Katie Hake over here, you could switch it out for hummus, avocado, anything to give you some different tastes.
Love that idea. It's so easy. I know I go through chicken phases where I'm just eating chicken, or like you said, Greek yogurt's always my go-to. So those are some great tips to just swap things out and try new things. Tip number two is timing of your meals. So for example, let's say you always have eggs for breakfast. Well, who's to say you can't have eggs for dinner, or you can't make those protein pancakes that you love for your dinner, or take them for lunch, you know, and have them as just heat them up in the microwave or something quick and easy. But that's one way we often think I have to have eggs, I have to have oatmeal and those types of things for breakfast. And we have this kind of stereotype around each meal, but that's a real easy way to switch things up. So let's say, for example, you never have time to cook eggs in the morning, but you love eggs. So maybe that's something that you do for your dinner, or you have hard-boiled eggs, or just swap around the timing of the stereotypical meals to kind of add some variety.
This one makes me think of crockpot meals. So I have a bunch of crockpot dinners that I like. And when I get tired of the usual thing that I eat for lunch, I'll make a crockpot dinner and have it throughout the week. Our third tip is to think colors. So if you always eat green peppers, switch it out for red peppers, yellow peppers. If you're a big baby carrot eater, switch the carrots out for rainbow carrots. Another idea here is to switch out your greens. So if you consistently eat spinach, then try kale for a little while. Or if you eat like a green leaf, bib lettuce, then try spinach.
Kind of going off the color and just how we eat so much, not just with what we taste, but what we visually see. One thing that I've recently done with my salads is the way I chop them up. So often I just tear apart spinach or kale and just tear it apart by hand. But lately I've been chopping it really thin, like almost like really tiny thin slices. And I don't know why it tastes differently to me, even though I know in my head it's the same. But that's been a real easy way of just how you chop your vegetables. So let's say you chop your cucumbers always in slices. That could be another way. Maybe you slice them lengthwise, like long carrots, something like that.
Yeah, that reminds me of this like salad chopper that they have on Amazon that I've seen people on Instagram use. And it's a way to make a chopped salad. And there's something about it blends the flavors more because everything's small. So in one bite, you're going to get more of what's in the food.
Side note, it's Amazon Prime Day. Did you buy anything?
No, I haven't. And I'm going to get this Mezzaluna chopper, I think is the one that I'm going to buy. So here we go.
I did all my Amazon shopping yesterday. I just couldn't wait. So too late.
Wait, what'd you get? Anything big?
Just a new wet brush. They're like those brushes that make your hair dry faster and not get tangled. And a pre-workout. Oops. Essentials.
Priorities. All right. So our fourth tip is to rotate through your favorite lunches. Ideally, in my opinion, you'd have like six favorite lunches and you could rotate through them. That way, you know, if you're eating the same thing for 5 days in a row, you're gonna get tired of that probably. So you're not gonna see that for another 6 weeks. Hopefully that'll keep you interested in those six meals for a long time. You know, you do all the work on organizing the meals and, you know, getting to figure out what you like about them, and then you can not do a bunch of work for a while.
This is actually what dietitians and restaurants do. Is like, let's say, for example, at a hospital, they have like a 2 week menu rotation, which makes it easy for planning, and it kind of cookie cutter, but at the same time, you are getting that rotation and that variety, but it makes it so much easier for planning, and you kind of can look forward to it. Like if you remember in grade school, you would always look forward to like the third week of the month was always corn nuggets or, you know, whatever that favorite lunch was.
Salisbury steak. That wasn't my personal favorite, but that was the one that like everyone went bonkers for. Oh, footlong hot dog. Wasn't that another favorite?
I will say I used to be a vegetarian first and second grade, so I never got the footlong hot dog. I always opted for, it was like a graham cracker, peanut butter, and jelly.
Graham cracker? Instead of bread, it was graham crackers? That sounds delicious. Anywho, Katie, what is our fifth tip?
Our next tip is to swap out some of your lunches for a hearty soups. Now, I don't know about you, but just drinking chicken broth doesn't really do it for me for a meal. So when I think of soups for lunch, I think of something that's got a lot more density to it. So maybe something like a heavy black bean soup or chili, like turkey chili or vegetable soup that's got some meat in it, but something with a little more substance where you're using it more as your main dish versus where we typically think of soup as a side. Do you have any favorite soups that are kind of your go-tos that you cook?
Yes, and I haven't done this in a while, but I would do black bean soup and pop a bag of popcorn. It's kind of like having a cracker with your soup, but the popcorn is just so good with black bean soup. Take my word on it, try it. And you just package up like half the bag of popcorn or whatever with you if you're taking it to go. But yeah, that's a really good combo. And I also just love chili. I love like a couple different types of chili. So that's, chili's actually hearty enough for lunch in my opinion.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard, but I love black beans and I'm obsessed with popcorn. So I probably will love that combo. All right, so our final tip, Lauren, tip number six, what is it?
Change up the method of cooking, specifically with your protein prep. So if you always bake your chicken breasts, then try shredding your chicken breasts in the crock pot. Like we said, salsa chicken, no brainer. If you always put beans on your salad or you eat beans as like part of your main dish, then try roasting the beans.
Another tip, if you do ground turkey or ground beef, let's say you always eat it like shredded up or ground up, you can make it into patties. That's something you can actually buy pre-made if that's a time crunch for you. A lot of times I will eat my lunches hot. I'll warm them up. So the way you prepare it, you know, maybe you cook it ahead of time and then eat it cold. Just something like that could change it up.
And back to the chicken, there are so many ways to prep chicken. I mean, you can grill it, you can bake it. There's so many ways to go about that. So I think you could have a lot of quote fun with how you prep your chicken.
Before we wrap up today's episode, Lauren, what is on your menu for this week? What are your two lunches that you're making?
Of course, as Katie was asking me that, I was like, no, don't ask me. Because of course this week I'm like all messed up because we went to the grocery on Wednesday because it was the 4th of July. And so we're all messed up this week. But what I'm having for lunches is salsa chicken with the green salsa. I'm not saying the name again, with zucchini and kale. That's what I'm having for lunches, but it's Tuesday and I need to go to the grocery, so I'm like all sorts of messed up. What are your two lunches that you've prepped?
Nothing worse than the tail end of the grocery store. So my lunches this week, we are doing quinoa with just baked chicken breasts that we baked in the oven, chopped up into different pieces. And I decided to get fancy with different vegetables. So I roasted butternut squash, beets. I'd never actually bought whole beets. I normally buy them like canned and just slice them up. So I roasted beets, onions, squash, zucchini, Brussels sprouts, and I think that's it. And just basically putting it all in a bowl with feta cheese and avocado, because that goes on everything.
That sounds awesome. So one little disclaimer I wanted to add was, if you're listening to this and you're thinking in your head, yeah, but I really love my ground turkey Mexican salad that I eat every day, that's okay. That's totally fine. You know, a little bit of variation is good. You want to try to eat all the colors of the rainbow and et cetera. But if you have something that's working, don't feel like you need to change it just for the sake of changing it.
I do recommend, however, if you're someone who eats the same thing every day, take a step back and look at your overall habits of eating. And maybe if you're lacking in something, especially for us females, it might be something we're looking into getting a multivitamin. Multivitamins are kind of like insurance. Now, I'm not saying all these crazy vitamins and supplements that are out there on the market, but like your general standard over-the-counter women's multivitamin is probably a safe bet if you're our age, you're kind of in that childbearing ages. We tend to be deficient in something if we're not getting it through our foods. So multivitamins kind of like your insurance. You're just in case I didn't get quite up to my calcium levels that I need, but it's probably not going to put you over the ledge where you're getting too much. Of course, if you're doing this with other supplements, talk to your doctor or your dietitian, but something to look into.
And as Katie said in the beginning, we're working on a special project all about meal prep. And the recipe that I'm most excited about is the roasted chickpea and quinoa salad. It's so good, and I'm really excited to share it with people. Katie, what about you?
I'm obviously excited for the recipes that we have, but I think I'm more excited to just explain to everyone that meal prep does not have to be difficult, doesn't have to be overwhelming, and we really break it down in a step-by-step, not just step-by-step, but, okay, this is your grocery list. These are your meals. It's simple, not boring, easy to follow, and of course, affordable too. I hate nothing more than finding a recipe that you like, but you have to go out and buy 20,000 recipe or 20,000 ingredients for like a pinch of it. Like, forget it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that makes me think about how I bought sesame seeds the other day and I used a tablespoon and I had to buy like 12 ounces, like a huge container of sesame seeds. And I told myself I was going to try to eat them, but I just threw them away after like a month.
We had a recipe that called for pine nuts and to like sprinkle over pasta. Pine nuts are freaking $12 for a tiny thing. So now I've got all these pine nuts trying to figure out how to use them. And yeah, I hate it. And of course, the one thing you have to buy that's odd like that isn't on sale. It costs more money. Yeah, annoying.
Yeah, we're all about simple but good. Like, it has to taste good. But I also, like you said, I don't want like a bunch of like extra blah, blah, blahs.
So if that sounds like something you're interested in, or maybe you're just looking to, like this episode, spice up your meal prep, check out our Instagram. We're going to post the link for you to sign up and be the first to get a copy of our meal prep guide.
All right, that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to share this with your friend that you always talk meal prep with. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Do you know what's called that now? It's not called like iTunes anymore. Called Apple Podcasts. Anyway, like I said, thanks so much for listening. We love you guys, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.